This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine has regained control of the whole region around the capital, Kyiv, after Russian forces retreated from some key towns in the area. This, according to Ukraine's deputy defense minister on Saturday. In a message posted to Facebook, the deputy defense minister said Russian troops had departed from the towns of Irpin, Bucha, and Gostomel. All three towns lie northwest of Kyiv and have suffered heavy destruction since Russia invaded Ukraine February 24th. Irpin and Bucha, commuter towns outside Kyiv, were retaken by the Ukrainian army this week. Both have seen large civilian death tolls. A reporter for the French news agency reported seeing at least 20 bodies on a single street in Bucha on Saturday, including one with his hands tied. The town's mayor said 280 people had been buried in a mass grave in Bucha and that the town is littered with corpses. Authorities have said that at least 200 people have been killed in Irpin since Russia invaded Ukraine. Demining operations are underway in Irpin. Emergency services say 643 explosives have been deactivated since the city was retaken by Ukrainian forces. The International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, on Saturday said the operation to help people leave the besieged city of Mariupol was continuing hours after Russia said it had failed and blamed the organization. Russia's defense ministry said aid convoys had not been able to reach Mariupol on Friday or Saturday and said it was the result of destructive actions by the Red Cross. This according to Interfax News Agency. A Red Cross convoy traveling to the port turned around on Friday because it had become impossible to proceed. VOA News. The head of Russia's space program said Saturday the future of the International Space Station hangs in the balance because of sanctions against his country over the war against Ukraine. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The U.S., EU, and Canadian space agencies all missed a deadline to meet Russian demands for lifting sanctions. Dmitry Rogozin says that could disrupt the operation of Russian spacecraft servicing the space station. This past week, a U.S. astronaut caught a ride back to Earth from the station with the Russians.
The Soyuz MS-19 begins the journey home to complete a year-long odyssey for Mark Vandehei.
After Rogozin's comments, he wrote on social media he'd received responses from his Western counterparts vowing to promote further cooperation. I'm Julie Walker.
The father of a jailed Moroccan journalist and rights activist says his son, Omar Radi, was transferred from a prison in Casablanca to a jail further north. Idris Radi said living conditions for his son are growing worse. Omar Radi is accused of espionage and rape. He was sentenced on appeal to 6 years in prison last month. The freelance journalist has been a vocal critic of the Moroccan authorities and has maintained that he is innocent throughout his two-year trial. Human rights group Amnesty International says Moroccan authorities planted Pegasus spyware on Radi's cell phone. Moroccan authorities say that's not true. A government rights body on Friday accused Amnesty of meddling in legal matters and said the rights group's position is nothing more than political interference. Earlier this week, Amnesty denounced the continuation of restrictions in its terms on freedom of expression in Morocco and accused authorities of using a coronavirus-related state of emergency to prevent peaceful demonstrations. Media rights group Reporters Without Borders ranks Morocco low on its World Press Freedom Index, 136th out of 180 countries. The countries with the worst records on media freedom are at the bottom of the index. Opposition parties made their final appeal to Hungarian voters ahead of Sunday's fiercely fought national election. That vote will decide whether nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban continues his autocratic rule for a fourth consecutive term. Supporters of the six-party coalition seeking to oust Orban gathered in Budapest, where challenger Peter Markizai urged voters to end what he called the most corrupt government in our thousand-year history. And recapping the hour's top story, Ukraine has regained control of the region around the capital, Kyiv, after Russian forces retreated from some key towns in the area. This according to Ukraine's deputy defense minister on Saturday.